Fuel prices have remained at high levels, even with the federal government temporarily halving the fuel excise for 3 months. Petrol is still averaging around $2.25 a litre. For some Australians, that's manageable, but for others, particularly multicultural communities, low-income workers who rely on long commutes, and regional households already facing higher baseline prices, the impact is far more significant. The Wire's Thomas Kudus spoke with Professor Fabrizio Carmignani of Economics at Southern Queensland University.
The idea is that the price should go down more or less by the same amount of the cut of the excise. So we know that the excise has been cut by 26.3 cents. The expectation is that most of this cut will be passed through to the final consumer. So we do expect, and that's the whole purpose of this intervention, is to generate, to produce an immediate decrease in the price level by something close to 26 cents, I would say. I do expect almost 100% pass-through. However, we have to keep in mind that the excise is only one of the components of the price of fuel. The other components of the price of fuel are mostly driven by global energy prices. And global energy prices are growing because of the geopolitical situation and the conflict in the Middle East in particular. So even if we cut the excise and we reduce a bit the level of the price of fuel, the other components of the price will continue to grow. Also, we have to consider that the decision made by the government is for a temporary reduction in the excise. So 3 months from today, unless the decision is extended, but 3 months from today, the excise will go back to its original level, and therefore the price of fuel will jump up by, again, 26 cents per litre. So it is a measure that has some immediate short-term benefit, if you want, because we will see this decrease in price. But we have to keep in mind that the situation that we are facing is one where energy prices in general are expected to continue to grow because of the geopolitical situation.
Many multicultural and low-income workers, they live far away from their jobs and rely heavily on their cars. Economically, are these communities feeling the fuel crisis more sharply than others?
I would think that indeed the crisis that we are facing, the situation that we are facing, is felt by particularly by households and workers in regional areas, in non-metropolitan areas. We know that because they have to drive longer distances because of the lack of alternative means of transportation, households, workers, communities in non-metropolitan areas are actually feeling the pain of this crisis more. We have to also consider that the decision to cut the excise, while it provides some sort of benefit, it doesn't necessarily benefit the more vulnerable households and individuals because it's not targeted to them. So it's not one of those interventions that are specifically targeted to support more vulnerable cohorts in the population. It's a measure that essentially is cut across the entire range of consumers, and because relatively richer households tend to consume more fuel, this decision ultimately is not necessarily going to provide more benefit to those that are in greatest need.
Public transport isn't always an option for shift workers or people that live in outer suburbs, like in regional areas. How does that lack of alternatives sort of shape the impact of rising fuel prices?
It is certainly an important situation. We know already that some states are considering reducing the cost of public transport in order to facilitate people and to move around without having to use the car. So the lack of alternative options to using the car is certainly one of the reasons why regional and non-metropolitan areas are feeling the pain of this crisis more.
Professor Fabrizio Carmignani of Economics at Southern Queensland University ending that interview by 2SER contributor Thomas Kudis.